All right, welcome back. We are talking today about inbound marketing, what inbound marketing is, and three ways that you can use it in your business more effectively. All right, let's go. I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time. All right, here we go, inbound marketing. In order for me to really explain how I feel about inbound marketing, I want to tell you a story. Shocker, I know, right? Okay, so this is the story of when I learned how to open a pickle jar, which sounds ridiculous, and what does it have to do anything with inbound marketing? We will get there. Okay, so teenage me growing up, very stubborn. And, mom tells me to do something and I am like, no, I know more. I know better than mom. I'm going to do it my way because it has to be more right, right? So here I am. Can you grab the pickles out of the fridge? We don't have any. Okay, there's a new one in the pantry. Great. I go to grab the jar of pickles. Go to open it. Nope. These little baby hands have a hard time getting around the big old jar lid, first of all. Second of all, it's a jar of pickles. They're tough to open anyway, right? And I'm doing the like, yeah, oh, okay. This is actually like a little bit more hard. And so I'm like trying to like hide and make it look like, I'm fine. I'm just over here doing this thing that you don't really know how much I'm struggling. And then pretty soon I am just all out like struggling and like sweating and grunting and I'm probably cursing. I don't even know. The point is, I could not get the darn thing open at all. And my mom's like, you know, there's an easier way. I'm like, no, I got it. It's almost there. I'm fine. I'm good, right? No, I'm good. Still struggling. And I'm like, trying so hard to get this stupid thing to open. And I'm like, okay, I'm gonna tap on the side. Like, yeah, that should get it, you know? And my mom's like, there's an easier way. And I'm like, I got this. And I'm still struggling. And I don't even know how long that she let it go on. And finally, she grabs it from me, goes over to the kitchen sink, turns on the hot water, sticks it under the water for like, I don't even know, a couple of seconds, 10 seconds, brings it back out, looks at me very pointedly, grabs the pickle jar and grabs the lid and looks at me and just goes, boop. It opens that easily. The way I feel about inbound marketing is exactly what happened with me in the pickle jar as like what normal digital marketers are doing. We are doing it the hard way. We are doing unnecessarily difficult work. So here's the deal. Most of us as digital marketers go out and we're like, hey, awesome. I have a new product. I have a new funnel. I have a new whatever, right? And we set up Facebook ads. Drive the traffic right to our funnel because, hey, that's how we make the sales, right? And it works. It can when a funnel is correct. But we're doing it the hard way. That's the hard way. What you're doing is you're going out there and you're trying to interrupt people's thoughts and target the people who might be interested in what it is that you have to offer. Chances are they're super cold traffic. They have no idea about you, about any kind of other products, or about even the problem that they may have. And then you're hoping that you're going to catch their attention and get them interested in you and what you have to offer. And all of that comes through. And it does work. There are plenty of people out there who have made millions and millions of dollars doing exactly this. But what they're getting is like 2% of the traffic, right? You're only gonna convert 1% to 2% of the people that you're targeting out there on Facebook ads because you're doing it the hard way. You're going out and you're like, hey, get this attention. Like, see what I'm doing, right? Even though these people may not necessarily be interested, as much as you're trying to target the right people on Facebook, which does help, yes, but if they aren't even aware of a problem or you, then chances are they're not going to necessarily just click right through. Now, there's a lot of research out there and there's a lot of other numbers and things that people can come up with. The most common number I've seen is that by far, there are estimates that 93% of every single buying cycle, that's somebody saying, I have a problem, I want to go search for the answer. They're gonna go do some sort of a search. Typically a Google search, sometimes a YouTube search, but sometimes a social media search. Most often it's gonna be a Google or internet search, right? I have a problem, how do I fix this? So this is our cold traffic. This is the people who are saying, okay, I'm aware that I have a problem and I'm looking for a solution. If you come up when they are looking for that solution, if you come up in that Google search, they click through, they're like, this looks like interesting information, click through, come to your blog site where you're giving them information. And then from there, you're like, hey, do you want more? Because I have this cool freebie thing that's gonna give you a checklist, or I have this cool program over here that you can buy that's gonna help you with the next step. So they are inbound to you. You are not going after them with traditional marketing. Instead, they are saying, hold on, I wanna find out more about this. And they search it. They find information on you and they click and come in. This is not traffic that you control. This is not traffic that you are buying or directing. This is simply people who already have a problem and they're like, I want to find a solution. Don't you want to be part of the solution that they are finding or the solution that they are finding? If you're the one that comes up multiple times for whatever it is that they're searching for, you are automatically an authority. Google has granted you the power, bing, that you are now an authority on this subject because you came up multiple times and people searching for a solution find you amongst the solution answers many times. That means, oh, this must be an authority. That is inbound marketing. What we want is it's that attraction stuff. It's somebody hears they are searching you out and coming to you. It is not you going out and peppering them with ads or with other kinds of traditional marketing. This is, they are coming to you. Pretty freaking cool, right? We definitely want more of this. The people who have got this nailed are bloggers. Bloggers are amazing. They own like all of these different topics and information. So when you go out and Google search, where do you think Google is getting the information to feed up all the answers to you? It's coming from informational sites. It's coming from sites that are meant to be educational and draw people in. That is the game that we want to play right now, especially with all this saturation in the market. I guarantee it. Now, weird things are happening right now with Google algorithms and like all this stuff, but the bottom line is that literally since the internet and search engines have been invented, SEO or search engine optimization has always, always, always been about good and relevant content. Is it stuff that people want to read? Does it make sense? Is it fun reading? Does it link to other sources? Are you setting yourself up as an authority? And are you sharing those resources or are you just immediately trying to monetize? So when we're immediately trying to monetize, Google and YouTube and other search engines, they are like, I don't know that I wanna send stuff right here because I can see that there's a monetization and not necessarily like an education factor. So they don't include your funnel sales pages in the tops of these search engines, right? What they do include is information that leads to a next step. And that's exactly like, if you wanna think about inbound marketing, think about it as it's like a big magnet. Like you are creating this gigantic magnet and you are attracting people to you through the information that you are sharing. And that information is fun and useful and helpful, and you're giving them stuff. And then they keep finding you in different places and they're like, oh, this is the authority. This is the person that I need to go to. It is a longer play game. But if you think about the mass amount of traffic out on, if you compare this just to Facebook ads, so out on Facebook ads, we're targeting people. So we're hoping that we're getting into the right audience. And we're hoping that they already have this same problem. I think the most successful Facebook ads are the ones that are actually targeting warm traffic. What is warm traffic? Let's talk about the different kinds of traffic, because this gets into the things that you can do to really grab people in the right place and where you need to grab them from, right? Okay. So cold traffic. Cold traffic are people who do not know about you, they don't know about any products, and they are just problem aware, meaning they have come to a point and they're like, this is a problem. I think I want to find an answer. So if they're just scrolling through Facebook, they aren't necessarily thinking about that problem at that point in time. This is why YouTube and Google ads tend to perform better even than Facebook ads, if you're targeting after cold traffic. You gotta think about your messaging. So at that point, they don't care who you are. They don't really care about your product. All they care about is, oh wait, who's talking about my problem? So who is most prevalently talking about my problem that I think, oh, I can go after that. So Facebook ads that are targeting cold traffic need to be talking about like, hey, do you have this problem? Here's how it can help. It's not about you. It's not about your brand. And all you're doing is hoping that people remember that problem that they have when they're stumbling through. If you were talking about inbound marketing with cold traffic, what that means is you're going to have all of the answers tied up in different blog posts or informational articles on your site. You are drawing people in because at the moment where they are like, oh, I have this problem. What's the Google tell me to do, right? Then that's when you need to come up. This is the cold traffic search. This is where like the most people are. And if you think about it, the chances of converting somebody through that step is you've got 93% of the buying cycle starts with people looking for solutions. Like they're gonna do some sort of a search. If you think about, okay, can I target those people on Facebook with ads? You're gonna expect to convert about 1% of the traffic that comes through there. So a lot of difference in volume. If you think about what is it, like this is why we spend so much time thinking about our avatars and the pain points that they are going through. Because if we can talk about those pain points, the more that you can talk about those pain points and then offer solutions just through informational articles. And then you can include infographics, you can include videos, you can include all sorts of different media, but you're putting that out there so that internet land can find it and find you. So using cold traffic, you wanna think about what is the message, like what is it that somebody who all they know about is this problem? They don't know about me, they don't know about any answers, they are looking for answers. So how do I write to that cold traffic? And where are they going to be searching? So if you are in a very niche industry, maybe there are different publications or other different sources where people are going to be looking. So you can expand your cold traffic to where they are. That's also why it's so important to understand who it is that you're selling to. It's starting to all kind of come together. So number one is really consider what the problems are and where you are talking to them about, like what is the platform? And if it's just Google, like where are we drawing them in? What is gonna be the most enticing for somebody who's only aware of the problem, okay? Now let's get back to warm traffic. Warm traffic is awesome. Think of warm traffic like JV partners. Warm traffic is ideally what Facebook ads are gonna be targeted at, because we are gonna say, hey, these people are already aware that they have a problem. And they've probably already bought some other product from somebody else in the market who is similar to me. So ideally, we're gonna go out and say, you know what? My program is a lot like what Digital Marketer is doing. Okay, so I wanna go after the people who are going through Digital Marketer ads and on digital marketer Facebook page and that kind of stuff. We want to like borrow their traffic. That's why we want to target the ad there, because at that point, what we're doing is we're finding people who are warm traffic because they know that they have a problem and they are aware of different products that offer solutions, and they may have already bought one or more of those products. So at this point, they're warmed up because they're already spending more time thinking about it. This is also a fantastic time that you can still grab more of that search traffic, as always. This is a great time to think about attraction marketing. Like, how can we use that attraction marketing, that inbound marketing? With this, this is where you find the people who are similar in your industry, and you can go out. That's why you be a guest on different podcast shows. That's why you guest write blog posts. That's why you're putting other information out there into channels that are very similar, because you are using inbound marketing. You're saying, hey, I have another product or program, and mine can really help you, and here's exactly how I solve your problem. So people that are already warmed up are coming in. So the second step on your inbound marketing is to think about, okay, where are my warm traffic sources and how can I tap into those? Right? With me so far? All right. Okay. Now the best, the low-hanging fruit, the hot traffic. Hot traffic. So if we're gonna liken this to Facebook ads, the reason that Facebook retargeting ads work so well, when you upload a list of all of your customers who have already bought, and then we're gonna pixel those people, like we're gonna go after and retarget them for the next program, those kinds of things. At this point, the people, they already know who you are and what you offer. So you're just turning the dial on the next problem and they're like, oh yeah, that's cool, I'm ready. So this is where we're all ultimately wanting to get. This is why retargeting ads work, because we're hitting that hot traffic. And this is why inbound marketing traditionally doesn't work, because you're not hitting the mass groups of people that are searching. But here is where I have seen so many companies fail through the years, is that when you have a list of your customers and they've already been through one of your programs, I don't care if it is a freebie lead magnet or if it's your low-end product or they are part of your mastermind, you wanna know where they are at, paying attention to where they are at in your customer journey, because if you have the systems in place, you can still essentially like pixel and retarget them. Think about like Facebook stuff, but we're gonna use other methods of communication. We're gonna use lumpy mail. We're gonna use text messaging. We're gonna use voicemails. We're gonna use emails. And we're going to find exactly where they are and then personalize their message to help them just to the next step. If you think about inbound marketing, once people are already in your world, people are already aware of you, how do you continue them? You don't want to think, okay, I want them to eventually be part of my mastermind. Cool. I want them to be part of my 3-day event. I want like whatever your high ticket is. That's awesome. But they aren't going to go straight from A to Z. They aren't just going to get there immediately, right? What we want to do is, in terms of inbound, what can we do to attract them, that we're attracting them to the next step and the next step and the next step. So if you really have an automation system, a super solid, strong foundation that is running the core of your business. For every time somebody comes on your list, where do they come from? What do they already know? What is the very next step that you can help them with? That is where inbound marketing totally shines, because you already have them in your world. And now you're saying, all right, now I know where you are. I gotcha. All you gotta do is just this one next thing. And they're like, ooh, cool. And then they go. And then you're like, yeah, awesome. This is great. Celebrate. And did you also know this? Next step. You're just inviting them along for each next step. And this is like how you can totally accelerate people through the customer journey. And that's also how you can lose people if you are not paying attention to where they are at in the customer journey. So thinking about inbound marketing, how do we get more message out to more of the masses, the cold traffic? We want to get our message. Like, how can we talk most efficiently about the problem? How do we talk most efficiently about the problem? Secondly, where is our warm traffic hanging out? How can we reach them? And do not forget that your warm traffic is also hanging out on your list and in your pixel base. They are already there. You can continue to use that information to help them along the path, to continue to help them along. And this is where you make friends. You go out and you get on those different shows and you guest write and you share the information. That's the warm traffic. So we're going to figure out where they're at there and how we can help them to the next step. And then this is the lowest hanging fruit. And I see so many companies forget this. Do not forget it. Literally go through. And what we do is we map out every single step. When people are coming in, what happens? They come in here. Okay, what's the next step? Do they take it? No. How do we retarget them? Do they take it? Yes, we ascend them. Okay, awesome. Celebrate. What's the next step? And we follow that path through the whole thing. Because if you drop people in your world, they are gonna feel not taken care of, and you've gone to all this effort of bringing them into your world, right? They are not gonna feel not taken care of, and they are not gonna look to you as an authority. But if you are understanding where they are at in their journey, and you're like, hey, isn't this awesome? Here's the next thing that you're gonna be struggling with. This is exactly where we go. Then we go here. And they're like, oh my gosh, it's like you're inside of my head. Because you kind of are. Like, you know where they are at and you know exactly how to help them, but you're just inviting them along the way. They proceed at their own pace. This is how we continue to attract people through our different products and programs. Whew, I just feel like I was on a major soapbox right there. But this is literally, like, this is why marketing automation and having a super strong core foundation is so important. And you guys, last thing that I will say is do not forget about all of your products and services. And I know a lot of times we'll think about it in terms of a value ladder, and that's fine. But remember that people will pick and choose through the value ladder, right? So they may come in and we actually draw it kind of like a little satellite, but they may come in and go like up here and then they want to go down here. Doesn't matter where they are, you need to be with them on the journey, and that will to continue to attract them to the next step that they need, right? Okay, so those are our three steps. That's what you're gonna do, and that is exactly how you use inbound marketing tactics to either help fortify what you're already doing with Facebook ads or to get started without it costing you a ton of money, right? It's amazing. Inbound marketing, and it's been around since literally the internet. Thank you. Okay, so I'm gonna challenge you guys, go through and figure out what you can do for each of those three steps. Figure out what you can do for your cold, warm, and hot traffic, and where you can hit people up and help people with your customer journey simply by giving them relevant information, giving them relevant content, and inviting them, attracting them, having them take that next step without you there pushing, right? All right, that is it. If you want more, I have put together a really cool, fun checklist for inbound marketing. I'm including that in the content toolbox. So you know what to do. Go to the content toolbox. If you've already joined our list and you're in the resource area, go grab it from there. If you haven't yet, go to contenttoolbox.com, and all you have to do is just join our list. You will get amazing fun stories, emails from me, and you get access to the entire vault of everything that is in the content toolbox for you to use as needed, along with all of the awesome stuff that has come from our guests along the way. So go check it out, the contenttoolbox.com, and I will see you guys on the next episode.